Maine Congressman Jared Golden is calling for public input and for greater transparency as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers considers permits for Central Maine Power's controversial transmission line through western Maine. As Susan Sharon reports, Golden has written a strongly worded letter to the Corps asking for at least one public hearing and for past communications with federal environmental regulators about the project.
In his letter, Democratic Congressman Jared Golden writes that the Corps is the lead federal agency with jurisdiction over CMP's New England Clean Energy Connect project, and he's concerned that his 2nd District constituents' repeated requests for a public hearing are being denied. It is critical that Mainers are able to provide input and voice their opinions about the permitting of a project that will have significant environmental and economic consequences for their communities, Golden said. To move forward in this process without holding a public hearing undermines the federal government's responsibility to take part in a meaningful process with the citizens it serves.
The congressman really sort of hit the nail on the head with his letter, and we have shared a lot of these concerns.
Sue Ely is a clean energy attorney with the Natural Resources Council of Maine, which is also advocating for more transparency, along with hundreds of others.
The Army Corps process has been a very closed process. They haven't conducted any public hearings, and they didn't even provide a link to a full application to review during the very short public comment window that they had over the summer.
Ely says the Corps' review is important because it includes a wide-ranging analysis of environmental impacts. In this case, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has previously raised concerns about how the Corps is dealing with the CMP project. Congressman Golden says he wants the Corps' response and all other communications with EPA to be made public. He's also asking for at least one public hearing in western Maine, which Ely says is not unusual for federal agencies in their review process.
There are two similar projects, the TDI project in Vermont and the Northern Pass project in New Hampshire. And both of those projects, which are the same thing, hydropower from Quebec down into Massachusetts, both those projects had numerous public hearings.
A spokesperson for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Meanwhile, several other Maine agencies are also reviewing the project, which has recently been amended by CMP. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
And late this afternoon, CMP released a statement saying the New England Clean Energy Connect project is a clean energy game changer that will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and lower energy costs, and that it believes it is important that all points of view be heard and discussed.